Jesus did not work through mental telepathy, as we call it today, but he read the people's minds. Do you believe that? The scripture said he did. He perceived their thoughts. Is that right? Well, what's perceiving a thought? Perceiving what you're thinking of. Not these psychic readers out here. That's the devil. That's the devil. Any fortune tellers are psychic. But did you know the devil impersonates everything that God has? He has his churches. He teaches the gospel in his way. As Jambres and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. Look at Jambres and Jambres withstand. Someone who might think that divine healing was of the devil. The devil cannot, never did, and never will be able to heal anybody. Jesus Christ said so. He said, if Satan can cast out Satan, then his kingdom's divided. What was the sign between the magicians and the real true prophet, Moses and Aaron? The magician could almost do everything that Moses did. But the magician could bring the diseases, but he couldn't take them away. He couldn't heal. They broke out and boiled themselves, see, and they couldn't heal. But God can heal. Satan can impersonate, but he can't heal. I'm just your brother, a man. Have they got all your full amount there, Billy Paul? I don't want you to talk. I just want to talk to you. And I want that with a prayer line and whoever it is in the audience. Because it's a vision, and when the vision breaks, when you speak, it brings it back. And sometimes I don't get the main thing of what the Holy Spirit says and does. It's going into another world, to the scientist, another dimension. Here stands a young man before me. I have never seen him in all my life. We're a total stranger. He may be standing here with cancer. He might be standing here with tumor. I don't know what's wrong with the boy. God does. God can reveal it. Do you believe that? May he grant it, is my prayer. A young man, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, we stand. We may never meet again in this life. And I stand to tell you that I'm just your brother. But Jesus is the Savior of the world. You believe that? For you're a Christian. And Jesus Christ is here, and I'm knowing you not. And if you're in need, and Jesus Christ can reveal to me what your need is, would you believe that I told the truth, that he is the resurrected Son of God, and will accept him? Same, will you do that? The Lord bless you. I want you to look on me, not just like Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful, said, silver and gold have I none. See? Said, look on us. The prophet Elijah said to Jehoshaphat, to Jerome, and then he came down in the wilderness, said, if it was and I respected the presence of Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you, but bring me a minstrel. He went into the room, the minstrel played, the hand of the Lord came on the prophet. You're not from this city, young man. You're from out of the city. You've come from an eastern town, or city, and that city is in Ohio. It's Hamilton, Ohio. You're here not for sickness. You're here seeking God. And you've come to this platform to receive, for me to lay hands on you, that you might receive gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Your name's Gordon Thomas. Go grab it. Come here. You can read. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I bless this my brother, and may he return and receive that what he's asked for. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. Hallelujah, young man. The Lord bless you. Brother, would you bring the lady? Good evening, sister. Perceive that you are a Christian. As soon as you stand here, your spirit feels welcome. Do you believe that's the same spirit that when Jesus first came into his ministry? And he said, there's a man by the name of Philip got converted. And he went and found Nathanael. And he said, come see who we have found. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And the fine Israelite said, could any good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come see. And when he came into the line, perhaps like you are standing now, he said to him, behold, an Israelite who married to a God. In other words, a Christian believer would be now the same sentence. He said, when did you know me, Rabbi, or Reverend, teacher, whatever you wish to call it? He said, before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you. He said, thou art the Son of God. He's still the Son of God, isn't he? You're here to see me tonight. If he was here, you're trying to find him through me as a vessel. If he was in the city, you would go to him. But he isn't here. He's not here in a body form, but he's here in the spirit. A little while and the world will see me no more. But he said, yet you shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Manifesting the same time. Now the world doesn't believe it, but ye believe it, the Christian.
I do.
You're nervous, sister, for one thing.
Oh, terrible.
And another thing, you have a lung trouble. And that lung trouble is your hemorrhaging out of the right lung. That is true.
I'll wait.
Come here. Merciful Father, as I stand with my hands laid upon the place that Satan has come to in the form of medical terms called TB, but thou can remove him, Father. Doctors may fail, but thou cannot fail. You can hide from the doctor, Satan, but you can't hide from God. You're exposed. Come out of the woman. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave her. On you, sister. Go on your way in peace now and rejoice and give Jesus Christ praise and glory. Is my prayer. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Would you come near, lady? You believe with all your heart now? I want to talk to you just in order to catch your, to see what the Lord would say. And I believe that he will tell me something that would help your faith. The first thing, you are suffering with a chest trouble. It's in your chest. And you are here interested in someone else. It's your grandson. He has an ear trouble. He is not with you. But you're packing a handkerchief. And the handkerchief has got a little verse printed on it. And it came in an envelope addressed to you. Take it to him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is not dead. He lives forevermore. He is to make intercession to the Father, the Almighty, to give blessings and praise to those who love him and who will believe him. Out there on the end of the road, you're concerned about your eyes, aren't you? You're just about to go blind. Stand up on your feet, standing right there. Jesus Christ makes you whole, sir. Don't fear. Your sight's all right. Lay your hand on that woman next to you. She's bothered with spinal trouble. Raise up, lady, and be healed and be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Your spinal trouble has left you. Your faith in the Son of God has made you whole. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. The Holy Spirit still hangs in that corner. The angel of God, the light, the father of the children of Israel that you see on the picture, stands right there and looks to me. You can see it now. As it's moving there, it's hanging over a lady. She's sitting here on the front. She's got low blood pressure. Your faith has healed you, lady. Raise up to your feet there with the low blood pressure right there. Christ has made you well. Man, your faith in God has hit it. Young man, you sitting next to her, your body with gland trouble. You want the Lord Jesus to heal you, don't you? Stand up on your feet and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send our blessings upon thy children and make them well to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you. Go home now to each of you. And may the Lord grant to you the desire of your heart. Amen. little lady, sitting there with the glasses on, by the side of that man, you're suffering with a nervous trouble. You were sitting right in there looking at me. Stand up just a minute. Right here. Your faith has healed you. Go home now and be well. God bless you. All right. Come, lady. Do you believe me to be his servant with all your heart? You know, I'm just your brother in Christ Jesus. I'm just a man, but you're conscious you're standing in his presence. You know it's more than a man standing here. Your brother wouldn't put that feeling on you. If the people might know that you're truly, you have a feeling is on you now that you've never felt before. If that's right, raise up your hand to the audience. You're standing in his presence. Not mine, his. Now, this is a typical, like Jesus of Nazareth when he was here, to the woman of Samaria. You're a colored woman, me a white man. Jesus let him know then that there was no difference between the people. He thinks the same thing today. There's no difference. Christ died for you as he died for me. You're my sister, I'm your brother in Christ Jesus. You've been up for an operation. That operation was a tumor. You refused to have it taken out because you believe God. God bless you. I bless this, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the tumor die at this time. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out from the woman. Oh, sister, God be with you. Have faith in God. Come here, man. You believe me to be his servant? You're aware that something's going on. That's his presence. Not by grace that he lets me be anointed, so that I can help you. I can help you if you believe me. It's turning dark around you, sir. You're in a dying condition. You got cancer, and the cancer is in the prostate gland. There's another thing. I see you walking through the house and moving your neck. You got a popping in your neck goes on. That's a phobia. Oh, God. In Jesus Christ's name, I condemn death around my brother. And ask that life take its place. Come out of the man, Satan, in Jesus Christ's name, leave you. Blessings on you, my brother. The Holy Spirit that's here to anoint me, to know your condition. There's no secret but what God would know. With hands laid upon you by him who said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Go believing and you'll live. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Just a moment. Stop the man just a minute. Look this way, sir, again. There was a spirit went over the audience at that time. Did you have something wrong with your neck? You sitting right there. You have neck trouble too, don't you? Stand up to your feet. It's your neck trouble. You done it by, you're in an accident that hurt your neck. It's gone from you, sister. I've seen it leave a woman. I know that was a man. You're both healed now. God bless you. Go on, you're healed. Your faith has saved you. How do you do, sister? Death is near you by cancer. You're aware of that? What is cancer to the Lord Jesus Christ who spoke the world into existence? By his word, he framed the world. All things was made by him. His blood is now sufficient to condemn this evil one. You've been worrying. Before you come to this meeting, you prayed in a room and asked if you could receive a prayer card by God if you'd accept your healing. That's right. You've got it. When I said cancer to the woman, you had a strange feeling, didn't you? The symptoms are the same thing cancer lets you. Just go on your road rejoicing. God bless you. Have faith in God. What's heart trouble to our Lord Jesus? He can make you well right now. Do you believe that? Oh God, creator of heavens and earth, author of life, send thy blessings upon this poor woman. If you don't, Lord, she'll have to go. But I ask blessing. Standing here in this weakened condition, I condemn this demon that's desirous to take her life in premature grave. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ, believer woman. Don't fear, sister. Don't be happy. Rejoice in it. The lady's trouble and also our trouble. You believe that you can accept him now as your healer? It's left you now, sister. He who let me know it was there, let me know it's gone. So go rejoice in it. I am not reading your mind. Don't think that. I am not. It's not the evil that it is. It's the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Here's a patient standing here now. The best I only know is a man. Come here, sir. Lay your hand on my shoulder. You believe me to be his prophet, his servant. You do. If I can look over this way, not reading your mind, not looking at that, so that the people would be satisfied with this. If you believe that I've told you the truth, and the truth is in the Bible that Jesus is the Son of God, and he sent me, get this servant, to help bring the church of the living God together in unity. Do you believe that, sir? If I would tell you what's wrong with you right now, with your hands on my shoulder, will you raise your hand and accept your healing? May the Lord grant it. Now you can go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble left you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Lay your hand over all mine, sister. You believe me to be his servant? You do. You believe the Lord Jesus can tell me by vision out here as I look at this audience what's wrong? And if he will you accept your healing? You will. I see you trying to get off of a curb of the street. I see you trying to get in somewhere. It's a door. Come high. You've got arthritis. Now raise up your hands. Stomp your feet up and down on the floor. It's gone from you now. You can go home. Amen. Believe now with all your heart. There he stands. It's a lady sitting there. She's got gallbladder trouble sitting around in the row there. Right here, this row here running out. Right out. About 7 or 8 or 10 people right out there. Stand up on your feet, lady. Right out here. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You are healed at the same time, sister. Go on your road rejoicing, thanking God for his goodness. And there it is. The only thing, sir, you think deep, you cross bridges before you get to them, taking other things upon your heart, and you're always planning something that never happens. It's only mentally nervous. It's a mental nervousness. That is right. You've been that way for years. But Jesus Christ is here to take it off of you. It's a dark shadow that follows you all the time. You're conscious that something's near you like that at all times. You believe that God's going to take it from you now.
Yes, sir.
Satan, leave this man. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Go out of the man. I assure thee by the living God that you torment him no more. Raise up your hands, sir. You're free for the first time since you was a child.
Oh, Lord.
Go on, your Lord. Have faith in God. Do you believe me right now? Over this audience, this seems like a milky haze is hanging here. I'm not a fanatic. I'm a Christian. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and right now, he's here to make every person well. Will you believe me as this prophet? Do you believe that I tell you the truth? I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, that now that my strength is moving and my vision is becoming one blur. In this audience right now, it looks like drops are moving over this audience at this time. But the Holy Spirit, he is here right now to heal every person. In the audience here, these are the wheelchairs, wherever you are, the blind man, whoever you are, the lady sitting there, the female trouble, it's finished. That man that has arthritis, get up on your feet, sir. God has made you whole. Stand up, the whole group of you, just at this time. Jesus Christ is here to heal you. Almighty and omnipotent God, the author of life, the giver of every good gift, let it be known tonight, send the Holy Spirit in the great rushing mighty wind that'll sweep through this building and heal every person. Satan, I condemn thee by the atoning blood of the Son of God. Come out of this.
Have faith. Excuse me, lady. I'm sorry. I'm just talking while I'm able to talk. Are we strangers to each other, lady? You've prayed for me, but I've never seen you. All right. Now, there's only one thing that I ask you to do, my sister. And I appreciate your prayers before anything happens. I appreciate your prayer. And it's only such people as you that prays for me that helps me to get along. And I pray that God will bless you. And may He reward you to give you the desire of your heart for praying for me. For this time, I see you've longed for this for some time. You've had lots of trouble. You have a heart trouble, and it's bad. The blockage in the heart. I see a doctor giving an examination. You've had an operation, but it wasn't on the heart, it's through the back. And they took out a kidney, and they got another kidney left, and it's floating. You got a sister that's sick. She's here in California, a lovely place, a beautiful hospital, and she's got some kind of an arthritis, or hardening of the arteries by. And she's been in the hospital or sick for about 2 years. I see you've been going back to see her. Those things are right, lady. Come here. Oh God, who created the heavens and earth, send thy blessings upon the woman and give her the desire of her heart. And Satan, you who've tried to hold her, you've lost the battle. Jesus Christ has come. And you're defeated. Leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out from her. Amen. Also put that handkerchief on your sick loved one for her healing. Amen. Have faith now. Believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here to heal. Don't stir people. Please don't. It interrupts you. See, you see motion, the Holy Spirit. You see a vision like someone crossing the audience like that. And you're watching a vision. You see somebody actually moving, and it interferes with you. They'll take me away just in a few minutes. So be reverent, if you please. You believe, sister? You must believe. You're so sick. You got heart trouble. You got a tumor, and you got eye trouble, you got cataracts in your eyes, you can't see them, but they're on the back side of your eye. Many things. Come here just a minute. Dear Lord and Savior, may in the name of Jesus, thy Son, may this great power, omnipotent, come over this woman tonight and deliver her from all these afflictions. I send her home to be well in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thou hast said, whatever you say, believe it, it'll come to pass, and you shall have what you say. I believe you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now and be well. Now be reverent, have faith. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that God is able to save through His servant to you just as He did in the days gone by? And when the Lord Jesus was here, He said the things that He did that we'd do also. That's right. More of them causing more. You suffer with a kidney trouble. That kidney trouble is causing you to have peculiar feelings. I see you shivering like you're cold all the time, and you keep your feet from your legs, your knees down, you almost freeze. I see you standing on the street. It's the day, I believe. You were talking to a white woman, and that white woman told you about this meeting, and she brought you here tonight to go home well, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. You believe the Lord raised from the dead? He's here tonight, Christian friend. These things are not done as a stage show. This is for the glory of God. Now, if you were healed of something like that woman was, you'd be happy too and scream. Just have faith. Believe with all your heart. You'll get what you ask. Sir, do you believe God would heal you that heart trouble sitting there with your foot out like that on that box looking this way? Think you're going to go home tonight without that crutch, just going home walking? You are. You sitting right next to him there, you have heart trouble also. You've got prostate trouble. You've got a pocketbook. It's got a little statement in it from a clinic that you have prostate trouble. Isn't that right? It is. You're going home well, too. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. That's good instruction, sister, to give that lady. Yeah, you with the hand with your nose to it like that. Instructing the lady there, that's fine. Sitting right here. The lady with the little hat on. You got a tumor, haven't you, lady? It's in your left side, isn't it? That's very nice. Now raise up and accept the Lord Jesus and be healed. God bless you. Now you can go home and be well. I never read the woman's mind. No, sir, that's wrong. Quit thinking that. Pardon me, is this the patient? How do you do? How do you do, lady? I just want to talk to you a moment. You realize you're standing in the presence of Him who will be your judge someday and be my judge? This is the first time you've ever felt like that, because you're closer now. Not because I'm standing here, but because that He is here. You're conscious of this. You're so sick, lady. You're suffering with everything. You have heart trouble, kidney troubles. You have colitis in the bowels. Your blood's bad. You're just a physical wreck. The doctors can't even do nothing for you. Your name is Mary, isn't it? You're from a place called Roland Hills, California. Amen. Your number 4, Hillside Lane. You've got a sister that's sick. You love her with all your heart. The woman has stomach trouble, your sister. She's nervous. Other things, complications. You've got a sick father, too, that's away from here. And your father, he has asthma. And he has a liver trouble. Piles. He's a minister. He's a Presbyterian preacher. His name is Tucker. And he lives in another country. It's wooded all around, hills. There's a big river runs by the city. And as you come into the city on a road 23, there's a graveyard or something on the left-hand side. And there's a big river. It's the Ohio River. And he is in Kentucky, at Paducah, Kentucky. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well, and you shall have what you've asked for in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Shake me, don't let me talk like that no more. Little lady sitting looking at me right back there with your head up with a high blood pressure. Jesus Christ heals you now. You stand up on your feet. That's true. I'm here with her. Go home now and be well. There sits a man and his wife sitting right here on the end of the road. Both of them has heart trouble. They did have. Right out here. All right, you can go home now. Yes. Go home, be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. You stand up, sir, accept your healing, and go home and be made well for the glory of God. How do you do, lady? You believe me to be his servant? God bless you. You're here in behalf of someone else. And that's someone who's got a blood clot, been operated several times for. It's your son. And he doesn't live here. He lives near the Golden Gates at San Francisco, California. And the boy is in a serious condition. And above this, you've been talking to him today or something by telephone. I see you together by telephone. You're trying to persuade him to come down here. The reason that he doesn't come is because he's a backslider. The boy's got a call to the ministry. He knows it, but he's a running from God. Go call him and tell him to come here and live and take up his ministry in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not hard for God to heal heart trouble, is it? He can just make all of them well. Don't you believe that? In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, may our brother be healed. Go away from him, enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, come. Something strange taking place when I said that, didn't it? You were healed the same time. You can go on your road rejoicing. You're healed too. You believe with all your heart? You must believe, for a shadow of death is around you. It's a cancer, but Jesus Christ can heal you. You believe that? Accept it. And now I condemn this devil called cancer. Leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Go believing now, sister. All things are possible. Kidney trouble, arthritis. You believe Jesus Christ makes you well? Go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord, and be made well for God's glory. Your trouble's in your back, isn't it? You're healed. Go be made well in Jesus' name. Would you like to eat tonight, Mother? Go eat your supper. Your stomach trouble's gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, be made well. You'll never go blind if you'll trust Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? He heals your eyes. You can go on your road rejoicing. Be made. Just a moment. There's a lady standing here. She's got a stroke. Master in her side. She's wearing a red dress. She's sitting right out there. Stand up on your feet, lady. You're about around 50, 60 years old, somewhere in there. Jesus Christ heals you. Now go home, your hands free. You believe on the Lord Jesus? You believe He's here? Friends, my strength is gone. I love the Lord with all my heart. And He's here. If you're not a Christian, if you're a backslider, would you come here at the altar just a minute for prayer? I invite you in Jesus Christ's name to come here and accept Jesus as your healer, as your Savior. If you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, now is the time to receive it. Come to the altar here and receive this. If you're sick and afflicted, I ask you, no matter what's wrong with you, stand to your feet at this time and be made well while we pray. Lord, I ask Thee in Jesus Christ's name, I condemn every sickness, every sin, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask that the devil comes out of the people. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan.
You believe, lady, sitting there with your hands folded on your pocketbook looking at me? You're having allergies, aren't you? Isn't that right? You don't have them no more now. They've left you. Jesus Christ, continue. Believe with all your heart. Go down. Have faith in God. God will grant these things. Jesus said, if thou canst believe. Just believe with all your heart. That's all I ask you to do. Have faith in God. God will grant it to you. Don't you believe that?
Boy, bring it. Catching the human spirit going out, moving out there. I've been speaking to you on Jesus Christ, God in His universe, God in His Word, in His Son, God's in His people also. You believe that, don't you? God is in His people. His power is here. When it was here on earth, the things that He did then, He can do today. He'll be the same God forever. Nothing at no time shall ever stand in His way. May His omnipotence, may His presence ever be with you all, is my prayer. The Holy Spirit hasn't come to the platform yet. It's moving over the people. The little lady standing there, a little check, his little hat kind of pushed up like this. You got high blood pressure. You believe God will heal you? Sitting right there. If you do it, you can have it. God will make you well. God bless you. Go on your own now and rejoice. Our Heavenly Father has all power. Some lady there's crying. She's praying. You've had a sickness, and the sickness has been a pneumonia, and it's developed a heart trouble. Jesus heals you then. You was praying, saying, God, let Him speak to me. Isn't that right? If that isn't right, wave your hand back and forth like this. If that's right. That's right. See, I'm not reading your mind, but I heard God speaking your prayer. Jesus Christ can say prayer and hear prayer at the same time. Not me, but He can. He can tell me. You're healed, sister. God bless you. Had a bad case of pneumonia, didn't you? Like to die. And it developed a heart trouble. It's gone from you now. He's made you well. God bless you. Believe with all your heart. Be reverent. How do you do, sir? Excuse me. Is this the patient? Just have faith, that brother. The only thing that I know to do is to pray for you. That's all I know to do. You believe me to be the servant of the Lord? Just a minister, just like any other preacher. Just a sinner saved by grace. But Jesus Christ is in the creation, He's in the Word, He's in the flesh, and He's in His church. And He promised that the things that He did, we'd do also. And the things that He did, He knows the secrets of the people's heart. He told them their condition. He said, I can do nothing unless the Father shows me. Isn't that right? You're bothered with a throat trouble, the esophagus of the throat. Same thing. You have trouble swallowing and things, it's awful bad. You also have a trouble with your liver. It's giving you trouble. You're not from this city. You're from a place that's called Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because it's a small city. It's in the south. It's Philadelphia, Mississippi, I believe. Isn't that right? You're healed. Go back to your home. You may well. Jesus Christ to you. Believe us now this. All things are possible to them that believe. Have faith in God. How do you do, lady? Suppose we are strangers to each other. We do not know each other. But the Lord Jesus knows us both, doesn't He? We've never met before. No way at all of connection. Just here we stand. That is true. You've had a lot of trouble. It's been black, or you've had a nervous breakdown. You've been very sick. And say, don't they call, ain't your name Mary? They call you Mary. And you live at a number 1505 South Vesta, something like that street. Street. At Elbham, California. You are healed. Return to your home and well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. How do you do? You believe me to be the servant of God? You believe that God is with His people, in His people? You believe it? You're packing a handkerchief in your hand for me to pray over. And that goes to a loved one. And the loved one is your husband. And he has sugar diabetes. And he's not a Christian. Let me have that. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask that the devil leave the man for soul and body. In Jesus Christ's name. Go rejoice and lay it on him, sister. Have faith in God. God and His people magnifying. You want to get over the high blood pressure sitting right back there, lady, behind the post, looking at me? If you believe that God won't make you well, that's right. Yes, you. Raise God up. Jesus Christ heals you. Stand up on your feet. That's right. God bless you. Go home now. You're well. Your faith has healed you. The Lord Jesus. How do you do, lady? Do you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, raised from the dead? Do you believe that strange feeling that you're feeling now, a glorious, satisfied feeling, comes from Him? Do you believe the angel of the Lord, whose picture I hold here in my hand, do you believe that's what's moving on you at this time? Then God bless you. You know that you're at the point of death. The doctors has given you up. You have cirrhosis of the liver and also of the heart. The doctor says you can't live, but God's Word says you can. Do you believe it? In the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn death and ask for life in this woman through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Stand close. Have faith. Come. Be reverent. You believe with all your heart? You believe the things that come from God's Word is the truth? I never seen you in my life. You perhaps never seen me unless you're sitting out in an audience or something. We're strangers to each other. But this audience here, I told you Jesus Christ was in His people. You believe that? My friends, I'm just about to drop here. It's just, but I want you to believe. This woman, I don't know you. I've never seen you. God knows what you're here for. I don't. But He does. And someday you and I have got to stand in His judgment to be judged. But if God will let me know what your trouble is, will you accept Jesus Christ as your healer and whatever you have need for, you will? Will the rest of the audience do the same? Will you do it? Now look on me. I mean by that like Peter and John passed through the gate called Beautiful and said, look on up. That just attracts your attention. You're not here for yourself. You're here for a loved one, a sister, someone, a woman. And that woman has been seriously ill. She has just returned from an institute. It's a mental condition. She's returned, and she's either lived or has been in a city where there's a whole lot of orange groves around it. And there's a panoramic mountain right in behind the city, like this towards the north. And there's a hotel there that's got a deer head, antlers, San Bernardino. There it is. God bless you. Go home and find her well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Make it. Have faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You should be healed. You believe it? You believe it right now? Stand up to your feet just a minute. Believe with all your heart. Oh Lord, the Creator of heavens and earth, send our blessings upon this people, and may the Holy Ghost now sweep over this audience in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is among His people tonight, and may every person in there be healed. Satan, I claim that you're defeated. You can't hold this people any longer. You're exposed. Come out of here.
Now, is this the patient?
Now, to you who are in the prayer line that's coming, in order to help you, I'm your brother. I can't heal you. God has already did that when Jesus died at Calvary, he healed you. And to you people along there in the wheelchairs, have faith in God. A few nights ago, there sat a colored lady sitting there, bound with multiple cirrhosis. And a vision struck over in a corner, asked her to rise to her feet. She rose up, went out walking. He can do the same for you. Have faith. Believe. Don't just believe. Believe that God is going to do it for you. If he tells me, I'll tell you. Just start praying anywhere. How many here does not have a prayer card and wants to be prayed for? Let's see your hands. Anywhere in the building, you don't have a prayer card. Thank you. Just get a general idea. Now, you just look this way and believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ will do the rest. May the Lord bless you. Now, sir, and to the prayer line here, if you really don't believe this with all your heart, don't stand in this prayer line. For be it assured unto you that if you come up here disbelieving or leave disbelieving, the Bible said, go ye and sin no more or disbelieve no more, or a worse thing come upon you. So have faith. You're strangers. Is everyone in this prayer line a stranger? Tell me if you are, raise up your hand. Everyone that can hear in the prayer line, all strangers. I want the audience to be just as reverent and keep seated, if you will. Now, sir, being the first person up here tonight, I want to talk to you, just as Jesus of Nazareth talked to the woman at the well. You just raised your hand that we were strangers to each other. We've never met in life. But God knows both of us, doesn't he? Now, the reason I'm talking to you for a moment is for a purpose. And that's to catch the anointing of the Spirit of God on you. And maybe, just like our master talked to the woman at the well. And that's what my conversation is. When he comes to us, then you just be reverent and quiet. See what he says. And I, being a stranger to you and don't know yet, then if God will let me know your trouble or whatever, what something about you that's a secret or whatever it is, something, if you know what I do not know, then will you believe him for whatever you come for? Of course, I don't know what you're here for. You may be here for financial troubles. You may be here for domestic trouble. You may be sick. God knows. But the thing, you're a believer. Your spirit is welcome. And I know that you're our believer. And you're aware that something's going on now. Now, that's what you see on that picture. Now, it says the audience might know, sir. Just the last few seconds, something has been moving on you. If that's right, raise up your hand. See? It's just settling down between you and I. It becomes like a fog. I'm looking through it. And I keep seeing somebody else because it's somebody you're here for. And it's a man. And the man is a relative of yours. And he has a lung trouble. And he is not in this city. He's from a city where there's a mountain. It's San Bernardino. He's a relative of yours insomuch that he is a brother-in-law to you. And I see it's something strange. It's smoke or fight. It's a battle. You are a soldier or have been a soldier. And you've been hurt. And it hit in your... Something hurt your left arm at the wrist. That is right. Your request is granted by God. You can return and make him in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe for the glory of God. Now, everyone be reverent, please. Just be real reverent. Lady, I would like to talk to you just a moment. We are strangers to each other, are we? But there's one day that you and I are going to meet in His presence, and we're going to give an account for our lives. You believe that? We're going to have to. Yes? You're awfully nervous. Extremely nervous. Of course, seeing you wear glasses, I'm not going to speak of that. But you got your trouble. You've been to a doctor, and it's something that's in the side and in your back, and you're up for an operation. But the greatest need you have tonight is Jesus Christ for your Savior, because you're not a Christian. You're a sinner. It's black all around you. I am happy that you come tonight, because you'd probably die during your operation. Do you accept Jesus now as your personal Savior? You promised from this time on that you'll never go back and sin no more, that you'll serve Him and go and live for Him the rest of your life. You accept Him now as your Savior. Your sins are forgiven. God be merciful to you. You go in the peace of God be upon you. Jesus Christ. Now stop that criticizing that. I never forgive the woman's sins. I said she was forgiven. She accepted Christ. Just have faith. Believe with all your heart. The Lord Jesus Christ will bless you. Every person in here ought to believe right now for whatever thing you have need of. You ought to be a believer right now. The lovely Lord Jesus, the Son of God, standing with His arms stretched out over this building to bless and to give peace. I know many of you thought these Pentecostal people were wrong. They've been wrong in many things, but they're right in a lot of things. You fail to see that sacrifice before them. You fail to see the phenomenal of God working among them. They're going to deeper depths and higher heights. God will take her up someday. Have faith. How do you do? We are strangers to each other. You're packing a book in your hand that contains eternal life to every believer. And you are a believer, has accepted Christ and have eternal life, born again of the Spirit. Now, your trouble is you're really extremely nervous, have been recently, and you're having a bowel trouble in the bowels. And you just come from, it's a clinic, a TB clinic. You've gotten real weak. You just had a fall. You sprained both ankles. But Christ has healed you. Your faith has saved you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, go and be whole for the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. Believe in these things to be of God? Depends on what you think about it. If you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, exactly what He said He would do, the same things that I do, He said, you say He did it? Sure. He looked out into His audience, perceiving their thoughts. Told them different things. Is that right? The Scripture? It reads that way in the Blessed Bible. That's what we know, that our Lord has raised from the dead. And He's visited His people to call the Gentiles out just before He calls the Jews and rejects the Gentile church. Amen. That were inspiration. Flee to Christ as quick as you can. Don't be double-minded. Throw your whole life to Him and believe Him with all your heart. How do you do? Suppose, sister, I called you sister because you are my sister. You're a Christian, filled with the Holy Spirit. Then you're here. How would I know that? You're just a woman walked up here. But the Holy Spirit lets me know that your spirit feels welcome to me, that you're here. You're in serious trouble too, sister. The doctor told you you must have an operation right away. That was in the female glands where the examination was. That's right. You're with someone else, aren't you? You come here in a delegation, and you come from away from here. You don't belong in this country. You're from a country where it's all green, a lot of woods and evergreens, a lot of myrtle trees, and you live in a city that sits on the side of a hill like this, and the main road comes up through this way, and as you go out going towards the west, you go up a hill, and there's a park on the right-hand side. It's Ashland, Oregon. You're going back to be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless my sister. Go rejoicing, my sister. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Come, lady. How do you do? You believe me to be his servant? The reason I say that, he said, if you get the people to believe you. We are strangers to each other, are we, lady? We do not know each other. But your examination proved that you had a heart trouble and you got a gland trouble. One works against the other. Isn't that right? You believe him now for your healing? You do. If I talked to you a little while, you believe he could reveal other things is the same as that? Would you talk to me just a moment? You're fixing to take a trip. You're going to leave the city tonight or tomorrow on. You're going to another city, and that city sits on the seacoast, and it's got hills behind it. The Golden Gate Bridge crosses this way to San Francisco. That is right. You're a minister's wife. Your husband is an evangelist. And he's sick. He just had to leave the field from a nervous kind of a condition, breaking down. Reverend, you can go back home, both of you well now. Stand up on your feet. Jesus Christ heals you both. God bless you. Stand close. The man praying for his wife, both of them together. Only believe, friend. Have faith in the God of heaven. He can do all things. If I'd say to that lady, you're a cripple sitting in a chair, that little girl there, you're a cripple sitting in a chair, sure you see that. That is no mystery. But look at this young man sitting here, just a child. What's wrong with him? There's the next thing. That's it. What's wrong with the child? He looks healthy. No mystery there. There's a lady sitting before me, a colored lady with dark glasses on. I'd say, something's wrong with your eyes. Sure. That's right. How do you do, young man? You believe the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God? You believe for that I am his servant? You believe that? That's a great big thing for you to answer, isn't it, son? It's a hard thing because you're a Catholic. You're suffering with asthma, aren't you, son? Now do you believe me? Now you do. That made a believer out of you, didn't it? You come here with a neighbor lady, didn't you? That's her sitting right over there with that yellow dress on, isn't it? Mother, you've got a daughter that's suffering with a nervous breakdown. That's right, isn't it? Stand up. You're going to find her well. Sonny, return home. Jesus Christ heals you of the asthma. I bless the boy in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Don't cry, Mother. Jesus bless you. What you thinking about, lady, sitting right there but crying behind the lady? You believe with all your heart? You're weeping so. There's something struck you, isn't it? The lady was an elderly lady, sitting right behind the lady was the... You believe me to be God's prophet, His servant? You do? Well, I'm going to tell you then. Your faith healed you from that liver trouble you had. That's your neighbor sitting next to you there. She all chummed together. You got to guard her. Put your hand over on her. Let's ask God to make her well. Lord, I pray that in Jesus' name that You'll heal the woman and make her well for Your glory. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Have faith in God. You understand English? The Spanish woman sitting there with a hernia? Yes. You were praying, wasn't you? You got a hernia, you want to be healed of it, don't you? Yes, ma'am. Your lady friend sitting next to you has high blood pressure too, doesn't she? I stand up on your feet, both of you. Put your arms over on each other. Lord Jesus, make them well, and may Thy Spirit come upon them now. You are the one who does these things. Their faith has touched Your garment. May You heal them through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Your faith bless you. God be with you. Make you well. Now, there he is standing by the lady, the colored lady, sitting right back here beside that white lady with the little jacket on. You got arthritis, haven't you, lady? The elderly lady sitting there. That's right. You're just turning around. You're the one who's got the arthritis. Yes, sir. You got arthritis, haven't you? Raise your hand if that isn't so. You did have it. You don't have it now. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. The elderly lady sat there by that post. You got heart trouble, haven't you, lady? You believe God healed you? Raise up your hand and say, I accept Him as my healer. Hallelujah. He's sure to heal everybody in here if you believe it. Only thing you have to do is have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. You believe? I see you trying to get into an automobile. You have a hard trouble. I see you trying to sit down in a chair. It's hard for you to move. Those things are true because you got arthritis. The Spirit of God that's here to discern and tell you what and where, you believe that's Him? You believe He's on me now? Jesus said these signs shall follow them. Believe if they lay their hands on the sick, they'll get well. You believe that? Father, this commission, Thou hast commissioned us to do this, and I ask it to be so for our sister, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Have faith in God. God can heal that kidney trouble for you and make you well. You believe it with all your heart? Coming from every person out there with kidney trouble, stand on your feet just now. I can't even see it's coming everywhere. Just look at that where I'm telling you. See what I mean? Yeah. I couldn't even... The Holy Spirit just swept over the whole group of you just then. Almighty God, the devil is exposed. Come out of there, Satan. In Jesus' name, leave the people. You're everyone healed. God bless you. The whole pressure leaves from you. You believe God can heal you of heart trouble and make you well? Every person with heart trouble, stand on your feet just now. Every person with heart trouble, to your feet right quick.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
See there? You can't even discern it. It's so many, it's just pulling everywhere. Everybody's got faith. The Holy Spirit's moving, it's settled over the building now, just moving all over the building. So much faith, you can't tell where it's coming from. Satan, you see you're exposed. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of these people. Leave them, everyone. God bless you, sister. Go and be made well. Just a minute. Just a minute. All right. Lady, you speak English? Look at me just a minute. You're ready for an operation. You got a growth. It's a tumor. You believe Jesus can heal you? Every person's got tumors, stand to your feet right now. No need waiting any longer. This is the end of the meeting, brother. God's going to heal every one of you. Almighty God, in whom raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, showed forth His presence, and now you're here tonight showing forth your presence. You are not dead, you're alive forevermore. Satan, called tumor, come out of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. I adjure thee to leave them. Have faith. That's the way. Be reverent. Have faith. You believe? This the lady? Excuse me, lady. Everything's becoming milky to me. You believe me to be God's prophet? Well, if God will let me know what is wrong with you, will you accept your healing? You realize you're standing in the presence of somebody besides a man, aren't you? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it?
Yes.
All right, you had stomach trouble. It's caused from a peptic condition, a nervous condition come on you. Causes an ulcer, a peptic ulcer in the stomach. And every person in here with stomach trouble, stand on your feet right now for your healing. Oh, Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this people now who stands waiting for thy eternal blessing. Satan, you are condemned by the blood of Jesus Christ at the cross. Come out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure thee to go. Leave the people. Go home, eat your supper. You're well. And every person in here that wants to be healed, I don't care where you're at, what's wrong with you, stand to your feet right now. If you'll believe me to be God's prophet or His servant, accept what I'm telling you. Jesus Christ is your Savior. It's the truth. Believe it right now. Accept Him as your healer.